I play traditional folk music. Got a lot of friends who do that. And I was the chairman of the Fishguard Folk Music Club for many years, 20 years. And part of that was setting up a folk music festival, which we've had in Fishguard, usually the last weekend of May. And that folk music festival attracts a lot of people, a lot of Irish people, because lots of the music in this area is or sounds very Irish. If you look at the telephone directory in Fishguard, you'll find an awful lot of Irish names. So there's been a big interchange with people back and forth long before the ferry was here, because this was one of the old medieval routes across to Ireland. Fishguard is one of the few places where you can get a safe anchorage on the north coast of Pembrokeshire. It's a good place to land a boat. Because the way that the bay is configured means that you can hide a boat in there and the weather doesn't get you. There's only Fishguard and Newport that you can say is an all-weather anchorage. And Newport has difficulties with the tide. It's not possible to get into Newport Harbour or up the river into Newport when the tide is low. So Fishguard is always a good bet. If you came around St David's Head, anyone coming into Wales from the southwest would probably hit Fishguard first. So it made its money from being a port that you could get to quite easily off the main trade routes. That's why it was quite affluent. You've got a lot of Georgian houses, you've got a lot of what looked like affluent houses for their time. It's not so affluent these days, it's on its uppers. But the fact was, certainly back in Georgian times, it was an affluent place.